Common expression, took sick.
And say someone got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say that he
had taken a cold, is that?
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say that he was
hoarse.
And if he goes like that, then you'd say he's got a
cough.
And say if you got someone some medicine and you went in and asked them, why haven't you
taken the medicine?
And the person might say, I already
took it.
Okay. And in an hour or so, I'll
take some more. Okay. Is that what you?
And say someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that he's
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and took off his shirt and it was all wet, he'd say, look how much I.
Well, a general expression, I know the polite expression would be perspire, but most people, when they get that wet, they say they sweated.
Okay. And what do you call a sore that comes to a head?
Well, a ball, or used to, the older people called them risings. They wouldn't say a rising, they'd say rising.
Mm-hmm. What about that stuff that drains out?
Pus, is that what you're talking about?
Is that what they say then?
Yes, ma'am.
And say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swelled, or is that?
Uh-huh. And you say it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And, you know, when you open a blister, what's that stuff that comes out?
Usually just yellow water. I know it's got some name, but I don't know what it is.
Say if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you had to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And, you know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right.
Well, let's see. Now, I don't know what you call that. My sister had that pacemaker put in, and she had a staph infection. Is an infection, is that what you're looking for?
And, you know, sometimes you have to cut it out or burn it out?
Cauterize it.
Mm-hmm. You ever been called some kind of flesh? Proud
flesh? Yeah, I've heard of that. In fact, my sister had it in that place. To me, that is a thing that stands out. You know, it was close home, and I saw what happened to her, and I guess I think of that. Yes, she had proud flesh, and I don't know if they cauterized it or not. They did something to it to get rid of it.
If you have a little cut on your finger, you might put this brown liquid on that stings.
Iodine.
Okay. And this white bitter powder that people used to take for colds.
Oh, quinine.
Okay. And say if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he
died.
Any nicer ways of saying that?
Passed away, or this? Well, you would say he was deceased.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that'd be. I guess passed away would be the general term around here.
Mm-hmm. Any crude ways of saying that?
Say kick the bucket.
Okay. And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
of or from.
Okay. And the place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other names?
Graveyard. And a lot of people